A dispatch came through this morning from BBC News. The United States is demanding Iran publicly commit to keeping the Strait of Hormuz open for shipping after three tankers were struck there this week. Trump says the ceasefire is finished, but talks continue because Iran asked for them. Itay Lakatobingen has the first word, then Seneca.
I saw this dance with Barbarossa and Rome. The public voice declaring absolute authority while private envoys negotiate what authority can actually hold. Here, Trump declares the ceasefire broken. Aaron blames hardliners. The back channels whisper mistake. All three statements are true, and that is how you recognize institutional rot. When power speaks only in contradiction, it has already lost its shape. But what troubles me is not the theater itself. It is the strait. A fifth of the world's oil passes through a few miles of water that any handful of men can choose to close on a Tuesday. The real conversation is not whether Aaron will pledge to keep it open. They cannot afford closure, and the world cannot absorb it. The conversation is whether both sides can find language that lets them step back without the hardliners at home tearing the governments apart. That is not diplomacy. That is managing a catastrophe that has already half arrived. When one artery carries a fifth of human motion, the body is already very sick.
What's the shape here? This isn't about three tankers or Trump's declarations. It's a power moving its hand on a board. Aaron has discovered that the Strait of Hormuz is a lever. One fifth of the world's oil and gas flows through that water. The US pretends it's a shipping problem. Aaron pretends the attacks were mistakes. Both are reading each other's tolerance for pain. I saw this in Rome when a man without formal authority could still strangle the Senate by controlling the grain supply, not by starving citizens outright, but by making the cost of ignoring him exceed the cost of capitulation. Both sides then claim accident and misunderstanding. The language shifts, but the game is leverage. What matters now is that Aaron has learned what weaker states always learn. You don't need to defeat the hegemon. You need to make the status quo too expensive to maintain. And the US is sending envoys to Oman, not to win, but to negotiate at what price the lever releases. When I was recalled from exile in Corsica, it wasn't because Rome suddenly felt mercy. It was because my absence had cost something the powerful needed solved. Watch whether Iran's mistake gets acknowledged as intended. That's when you'll know the actual price.
BBC News carried the piece. Authority lives in two channels, the public declaration and the actual move behind it. That's old news for today.